My name is Bill Huffman, and I am the host and producer of the Who Killed Amy Mahalovic podcast. And I wanted to put together one more trailer before the official release of Season 1 on Friday, August 24th, 2018.
And this has never been a cold case.
This has never been a cold case. It's always been an open, worked case, and for a lot of different people over the years.
So it's been 29 years since the abduction. You know, how do you see this case being solved?
I see it being solved through information provided by the public. I really do. You know, we have a vast amount of information, some of which we can piece together, some of it we can't. So I'm really of the belief there's someone out there who has direct or very closely direct information about who did this. Either they heard something, it's a relative, somebody confided in them, you know, deathbed confession, something, someone out there other than the killer knows what happened. That's the person we want to come forward, because then they'll be able to provide some clarity to all this information we have. We can put it together and make a case. I think that's how this is going to happen.
Now, is it your belief that she was killed the day, you know, shortly after she was abducted?
Well, again, we don't know. I mean, what we have here, we know where she was abducted from.
Right.
We have the body disposal site.
So we got two scenes.
We're looking. Yeah, there's at least a third spot, and that's one of the things that's important about that curtain and that blanket. That item is possibly from, you know, that in-between spot where this happened. And that's why we put that out there. If we could ever identify that in-between spot, that would be a home run for us.
So you do feel like the investigation has progressed since?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm not saying what they did 28 years ago was bad.
Right.
It's just, they're like, this guy, I don't know, he's in town right now. Phil Torres.
Phil Torres is in town?
Yeah.
But, you know, one of our goals, recent goals anyway, has been to get some nationwide publicity. We've had a ton of publicity here, you know, in the Cleveland area, Bay Village, Ashland County, Ohio. But, it's possible that the individual who did this is living somewhere else. And there's maybe a similar case in California or Washington State, you know, Florida, that either a police officer might recognize from the past, or a victim, or just somebody from another state that wasn't aware of all the publicity around here, that's going to hear about this through, you know, this podcast or another sort of national. Because, you know, this seems, you know, initially it seemed like it was somebody who has, no doubt, familiarity with Bay and you know, the rural areas southeast of here, southwest of here. But it doesn't mean a similar crime wasn't committed somewhere else, and there's some officer somewhere who took a report on something like this. And that we keep looking at those cases throughout the country. We've accessed various websites or, you know, criminal kind of computer sites looking for similar cases with the gift and the phone call and the, the age group of the young girl and that kind of thing. So, we're looking nationwide.
Don't forget, August 24th, Episode 1, Season 1 of Who Killed Amy Mahalovic will be available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and wherever it is that you receive your podcasts. If you could please leave a review, that'd be great, as it helps other listeners find Amy's case.
Hi, this is Amy and Vanessa from She Goes By Jane, where we shine light on the stories of missing and unidentified women. On November 7th, we're sharing Nahida's story for the first time in a podcast. And this is a story that I thought I knew, but after reading police reports, became more complicated than I thought. When investigators are called to Nahida Khatib's house, everything looks fine. Her purse is on the kitchen table, her cup of coffee is on the counter, and her 2-year-old niece is in her playpen. The only thing amiss? Nahida is missing.
Every week, we feature a poem written in honor of the person we're talking about. This week, we're joined by one of our favorite actresses. You might know her from Sister Act or King of the Hill or The Descendants. But if you're like us, you'll know her from Hocus Pocus. She's the much-beloved Kathy Najimy. Join us November 7th to hear Nahida's story.
Hi. Hi, I'm Sean McCabe.
And I'm Carrie McCabe.
We are, well, married, obviously, but we're also obsessed with the darker side of things.
True crime stories, alien abductions, poltergeists. If it leaves you scratching your head and keeping those lights on at night, we want to hear about it.
That's why we host the podcast, Ain't It Scary, with Sean and Carrie.
Every week, we bring our listeners a true story guaranteed to send chills down your spine. From history's most brutal serial killers to the mystery of spontaneous human combustion.
Yep, lots of these stories leave unanswered questions behind, and you'll get to poke through the rubble of the evidence with a hardened skeptic and...
someone whose mind is more open to fun.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
You can find Ain't It Scary with Sean and Carrie wherever you get your podcasts. And on social media at Ain't It Scary. Come play with us.